Say hello to Sean from Thompson Falls.
Sean!
Hey,
hello, John.
Hey, buddy.
Johnny.
How we doing, buddy?
Good.
Kevin, Sean wants to play Name That Tune, and tell him what category you asked for, Sean.
Love songs from 78 to 93.
From 78 to 93, love songs. Whoa. I was like, well,
what?
That's. I'll try to mix some of those in. It's not always the easiest to grab a hold of those, but I'll throw some in for you, Sean. In fact, we'll start with that, and then I'm going to randomly throw in country songs, which will give me time to mix in some of the other ones. Is it fair?
Okay.
All right, I'll give you the first one. You want to give me the countdown?
Three, two, uno.
Kevin.
Say it.
Wind Beneath My Wings. Is it Bette Midler?
Yeah. Wow. Must have been cold there in my
shadow.
Whoa.
Why are you on the echo machine?
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Oh, wow. Yeah, wow. 1-0. Good job, Kev.
Thanks, Steve.
Good job, Kevin.
You're welcome.
That's the last one he's going to get.
Yeah, tell him.
Oh, wow.
Tell him, Sean. Yeah,
Kevin's
let's go.
Some smack here.
He really, 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 really is. Okay, now I'm going to scroll. So, Sean, I'm going to start scrolling. You just tell me where to stop.
Stop.
Oh, good grief. I was exhausted. All right, let me find one on this page. Okay, here we go in 3, 2, 1.
American Girl.
Sean.
Courtesy of Red, White, and Blue, Toby Keith.
Yeah.
We'll always recognize.
It's a good song.
See old glory flying. There's a lot of men.
There's a lot of
dead.
Men dead.
So we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right arm.
There we go. All right. Nicely done. It's 1-1. Let's see if I can get to this video after a short commercial. You know what we should do, Kevin? We should pay for a subscription so I don't have to have commercials. What do you think of that?
What is it on YouTube? What do we got?
It's hard to know. It's hard to know.
Get on it, Steve.
Yeah. Three. You okay?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Oh my gosh. Kevin.
The hearts that beat as one. My life has just begun.
That is Lionel Richie.
Uh-huh. And?
Yeah, who's he singing?
I might screw this up. Sheena Easton? What? You're wrong. I don't know why I said her name.
No.
No is correct,
it's
Sean.
It's Sean. Nothing compares to you.
Mm. No.
Need O'Connor.
No. Hey. No.
Hey, Sean.
No.
No.
No. Lionel Richie, Diana Ross, Endless Love. Come on, man. It's such high quality. Okay, so.
Yeah. Endless Love.
Thank you. Tell me when to stop, Sean. I'm scrolling.
Gosh, dang.
Scrolling. Yeah. Still scrolling.
Stop!
Man.
I'm going to need to sit down before the end of this game. Three, two, one. Here we go.
Sean!
Ooh, that's a deep
Everywhere, Tim McGraw.
Whoa!
Such a good song.
Wow!
We were born in
this
little town.
That was impressive. Holy smokes.
I was counting down every single day.
Wow, he knows every word, yeah.
We made
our getaway.
Yeah. Wow, that, my friend, was impressive.
I have a question, Jay. With me trying to sing when Sean's singing, am I as delayed as he is?
You are, yep.
Perfect. We can finally do duets.
Yeah. And again, you know, so the thing is for those who are listening, there's a obvious delay on the phone, so it sounds like they're right on track with what they're hearing. It's just for people who are listening on the radio, the song's a bit ahead of where you guys are, about, you know, like a second. So it sounds interesting. 3, 2, 1. John.
Berlin, Take My Breath Away.
I was just instantly picturing... Tom Cruise.
Me too.
Riding that motorcycle so fast. Yeah. No helmet, by the way.
It's unsafe. Unsafe.
You know, you take my breath away?
Mm. Yeah. Do I? Yeah. I knew the song. Yeah. I don't know how to sing it, but...
It's 14 to nothing in favor of Sean. Sean, I'm going to scroll. Tell me where to
add
stop.
Add one.
Yeah, okay, 14 to one. Still scrolling.
Stop.
Thank you. Three, two, and...
And one.
What?
I know. No points. Gabby Barrett, Glory Days. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, get it.
Sean.
God Country, Blake Shelton.
That's the win right there. Woo! This guy.
Doggy.
Hey. Well done, buddy.
Out of this one church town, there's a gold dirt road to a whole lot of nothing.
One by 50. What's the score right now, Sean, on the current ongoing shellacking of Kevin?
550-6.
550-6. Kevin, there's still hope.
Shellacking.
Thank you. Kevin, I mean, you get to stay. Sean, you got to go, but I want to say thanks. Did you see a movie this past weekend?
No. It's homecoming week here tonight.
Oh, so you got good luck, you guys. Yeah.
Yep, it's against Jefferson, which is actually Boulder, but they go by Jefferson County High School.
Oh, I see. Seems unfair, a whole county, but that's okay. And how's the team doing this year?
1-2. We won our first game, lost on a missed field goal the second, and kind of got lost by 22 on last week in Manhattan.
Bounce back game, baby.
Yeah, here we go.
Bounce back game. We're ready for it.
Let's go.
Okay, buddy. Well, if you see a movie this weekend, give us a call Monday. We'll get a movie review from you.
Well, I'm busy in the next 2 days because I have football tonight,
mm-hmm.
plus homecoming race this afternoon.
Okay.
Then I have soccer and volleyball tomorrow.
Holy jeez. Wow. Nice. Are you helping out with the soccer and volleyball teams too?
The volleyball, yes. I go and watch the soccer.
Okay.
Because I used to play.
Yeah, what position did you play in soccer?
I was a goalie, and then mostly I played midfielder.
Monty played soccer, too. He played left out.
That's true.
You're the best, dude.
Yes, sir.
All right, tell your mom we said hi.
I will.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
All right, there you go.
Bye.
Shellacking.
That was a shellacking.
Kevin, that's a shellacking. I mean, what is wrong with you? Are you even trying anymore?
Yes.
I mean, you take my breath away, but are you trying? That's the question.
Really. My breath away.
Is he still your hero?
Come on, June. Step it up.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, that's 14 years ago.
Yep.
Wow.
How you wrote in those rocks, Monty. What was the tool used for that?
Mastic and sandblast. So you cover it with a rubber film and then with the cutouts in it. Just sandblast the cutout.
Kevin James.
Huh.
Well.
Orange face. Orange just literally like still trying to figure out what 14 and 15 add up to.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Do you know?
I think it's 29.
Yeah, sure. Look at him go. fellas.
Poll time.
It is poll time.
Poll time.
Poll time. We put polls up on Twitter, and then we asked the Friday crew to answer the questions we may have answered earlier in the week. Have you ever had pickles and cheese as a snack? Warren.
No. Well, no, I'm just going to say no.
You want to argue with yourself a little more?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you have. No, I haven't.
Okay, that was a little too good.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to stick with no, I guess, for Warren, Bruce.
Sounds like it.
What do you think, buddy?
Well, I like cheese by itself. I just eat a chunk, but
no pickles.
Call it a snack.
But no pickles and cheese, though.
Oh, no. Together?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, never together. Oh, wow.
I'm going to go with last night.
Last night, pickles and cheese?
Yes, I did.
Look at him go, guys.
All the time. I love that combo.
Pickles and cheese.
Sounds like a song.
It does kind of.
Yeah.
Or a morning show.
No, it doesn't. Pickles and cheese in the morning, everybody.
Hey, everybody, how you doing?
We got traffic and weather together at the nines. It's Pickles over here. I'm Cheese.
Yeah.
Smile.
I'm Dave Pickles. That's Charlie Cheese over there.
Yeah.
Whole I was thinking more time. Rhonda Cheese, but yeah.
What kind?
Rhonda.
Rhonda Cheese.
No, Joan.
72% said no, they had never had that as a snack. What time's acceptable to start mowing your lawn? The options were 7 a.m., 8 a.m., or 9 a.m., Warren.
Well, 7 if the dew's not on it.
7 without the dew.
Yeah.
Bruce?
How close is your neighbor?
That's a better question.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Yes. What do you got, Monty?
I'm firing that bad boy up at 7 or 6.
You guys have the worst.
We ain't got no neighbor.
No, I mean, we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, anybody without a neighbor, I guess, doesn't matter. But, our buddy Steve Hawk said, I mow it, 8 o'clock at the latest sometimes. And I'm like, it must be fun to live next to.
Yeah.
Steve would be. He
wouldn't even think about that.
Most people said 8, like 45%. I know you wouldn't think about it.
Live in the country.
I know.
No neighbors.
I get it. I heard it. Have you ever wanted to playfully wrestle another grown man?
I have.
Did you say playfully? That's the key word there, kids.
Warren.
Well, now, wait a minute. It depends on how we were goofing around
way
and we wrestled.
Too quickly answered. I didn't even look up. I didn't even look at you yet. Yes, I have.
Well, Delbert and I used to wrestle all the time.
Wrestle.
Yeah, yeah.
You say Delbert?
Delbert.
D-E-L.
His brother-in-law.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the comic.
Have you ever wanted to playfully wrestle another grown man, Bruce?
Not recently.
No for Bruce. Monty?
That'd be no.
No. Okay. Well, Warren, I mean, still 37% said yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And my former neighbors, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's been a long time.
Yeah, 63% said, huh? Which we took as a no. Let's do one more here.
Whole time.
How many pairs of shoes do you own that you should throw out because they hurt your feet?
Hurt.
What do you got, Monty?
Oh, probably.
The answers are 0, most of them, or all of them.
Probably 2 out of the 5.
Okay, so that's only that. Well, that's definitely less than most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, about 40%. What do you got there, Brewster?
None of them hurt my feet.
Really? So. You have no shoes that hurt your feet?
Mine are all a little too big, so they don't.
Oh, you wear size 7s, but your actual shoe is your shoe's a 7, but your foot's a 6.
6 3/4.
I see. Because they only make men's shoes go down to a 7. Is that what? I see. I see what you're saying. Wow, that's a problem I was not expecting. Warren?
I think 3.
3 pairs of shoes. How many total pairs of shoes do you have?
3, 4. I think 6.
Wow, Kevin.
Well,
would you
do sandals or whatever count too?
I mean, sure.
Yeah, 8 then.
Kevin, do you even know how many pairs of shoes you have? There's no way, right?
No.
I mean, I think
I can look in my closet. There's the top shelf is all shoes.
Right.
Like it goes around.
Bruce laughs.
Entire closet.
So shoes. Would you say more than 25?
Oh, yeah.
Than 30. Hmm.
And I definitely need to get rid of a lot of them.
Sounds like
all of them.
I just don't even wear them because they hurt my feet.
Yeah. Oh, well, there we go.
It's something, it's those things where I'm like, well, but they're nice and I'll wear them once.
Because you might suffer through it. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Well, I have that same problem, but it's with lumber. So I might
wearing your lumber?
No, I might use that piece of lumber someday, so I'm going to keep it.
I got you. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, 25 pairs of shoes.
Uh-huh. Hmm. By the way, most of them was the answer. 71% of people said that most of their shoes hurt their feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And you have, we decided on 6 pairs of shoes, Warren?
Yeah, I think so. And they're old. I throw them in the back of the closet. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
How many pairs of shoes do you own, Bruce?
I probably got 6 or 8 or so.
Monty?
About the same. Maybe 6.
So 8. The 3 of you together have much less than Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By far.
Easily.
Yeah.
Steve, what do you got for pairs of shoes?
Yeah, 6. I don't know.
So the 4 of you still have less than Kevin.
Jay?
Yeah, how many you got?
Oh, I got quite a few.
Really?
Yeah, I probably got 12.
Oh, my.
Still, the five of us all put together.
A lot. Bruce is like, what a bragger.
Yeah, yeah, really.
I mean, I'm including the mowing shoes, maybe up to 20.
Oh,
mowing shoes.
You got more than one pair of mowing shoes?
I do, yeah. I have mowing shoes, and I have mowing sandals, and I have mowing boots.
Okay.
Mowing weed whackers?
You know, some of them you got to use when you're doing the sealer, you know, and stuff. Because you don't want to use the mowing ones for the sealer. Then they're sticky. And then you go to use this, get them back in the mowing, and the grass is sticking all over.
Oh, sealing the concrete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's called work shoes. How many pairs of work shoes you got, Steve?
All of them.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I heard your voice and it took my breath away. And when it took my breath away, it took spit and went down the wrong pipe. So then I've just been sitting here coughing.
Sorry
nonstop.
About that.
Kevin James.
Yeah, that is your fault.
He took my breath away.
Yeah. You should take some of that cough medicine. You know, what's it called? Wanahaka loogie.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Am I going to have to come over there before the end of the show?
No.
Please do.
Yeah, come on over.
Please do.
It's okay.
I mean, are you going to behave?
Yes.
You've got you got like less than half an hour.
I know.
All right, well, behave yourself.
Let me get up here on this stool.
Yeah, and just settle down.
Okay.
We just had a little game during the Chris Stapleton song and the commercial.
I played
a little game. Monty did win.
We
had a little ring toss game here in the studio. Steve's going to post a video of it coming up on our Facebook page and Instagram.
Okay.
Just did? Okay, thank you.
Can I have more coffee?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Gosh, dang it. Oh, do you miss the circus, Kevin?
You know, it's not bad from a distance.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Kevin's Clip of the Day.
All right, Clip of the Day time.
We just had our fairs. You know, we had the North Idaho State Fair
Rockford Fair.
Coeur d'Alene. Then we had, the Southeast County Fair.
Yeah.
We just finished up the Spokane County Fair. And I don't mind going to a fair, and I love seeing things, but this is something I've never seen at one of our fairs. I wish we would do it, because it's just too much fun. It is a rooster calling contest.
Oh, wow. I like the animal calling contest.
Can I do it?
Let me hear yours. Ooh, that's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Thanks.
Wow. I'm glad you went first, though, because, you know, it sounds pretty good. We don't know what it would be like after the pros.
It's going to be better.
Well, let's find out. Yeah.
Wow, that is really good. Yeah.
Next.
Good.
Sounds like one in distress, maybe.
A little bit funny.
Having a bad day. Pretty good.
Yeah. That's an old rooster.
Yeah. You're tired rooster.
Oh, boy.
Whoa. That literally sounded like a rooster.
It did.
Yeah.
It
did.
Yeah, wow.
It's pretty good, huh?
That's impressive. Give it a try, Bruce.
Me?
Oh, God.
Yeah, go for it, Bruce.
You
come
knew
on.
It was coming. I mean, you've been on the show long enough. You knew something like that was coming down the pipe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey,
all right, here we go.
Here we go. Here we go. Great, Bruce. Good job. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Sounded like an old car trying to crank a little bit.
Monty, you do a rooster?
Yeah, go for it.
Sure. Why not?
Good morning, Spokane!
Yeah, there you go. That's a different kind.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my gosh. You all right, Bruce?
Oh, yeah, I'll get over it.
Yeah, Bruce is really good at impressions, in case you guys
say. Oh, he's wonderful at it.
Don't know if anybody knew that.
Oh, just a little bit outside of your box, Bruce.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't think the rooster would crow back. If you did that.
No.
I think you could be safe. Let's wrap up a couple of quick polls here before we go.
Poll time.
Do you think your haircut fits your head? Do you think your haircut fits your head? Hold your tongue for a minute, Warren. We'll get there.
Notice I didn't say a thing.
Monty.
Yeah, I do.
Your haircut fits your head.
Not right at this moment because I need one. But
sure.
But when I do get a haircut, yes, I feel it does.
Well, Bruce,
I got no hair left to fit my head.
Yeah, right. Got a little on the sides and the face.
Got a little on the sides.
So probably right.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Warren.
Well, yes, I do think so. Especially right after Pam cuts it.
Like a helmet.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Well,
I got a big head.
I've noticed that. Yeah.
It's huge.
I've noticed it's, that.
That's
yeah.
why it gets hurt all the time. It's just sticking out
well,
there.
Well, yeah. It can get in the way of stuff.
Kind of like my ears. I'm surprised they haven't got taken off.
I'm just glad that when you hit that deer this morning and your airbags went off and all that it didn't hurt your head.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think it did. Yeah. It made me cough a lot.
Well, from the dust of the airbags?
Ooh. That was something.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Yeah.
Ooh.
Had you never had airbags deploy before?
No, never.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's probably most people and probably want to continue on that
way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two other quick ones here.
Whole time.
Have you ever sung the song Summer Nights?
Nope.
You three have never.
Summer Nights?
Yeah.
That's the one we were just
doing. The one we were doing for Beat the Show.
Can you hum a tune?
We played it earlier. Yeah.
Bruce is like, that was an hour ago. There's no way he remembers that.
He played it from Greece.
Kevin and I would definitely say yes to that. You three say no. What do you say, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah, Steve. Yeah,
two-thirds said yes. And finally, guys, cubes or slices? Cubes or slices, Warren?
Cubes.
Cubes.
Slices.
Slices for Bruce. What do you say, Monty? Break the tie.
I'm gonna have to go slices.
Slices. Okay. Slices for the win.
Was
guys.
That watermelon?
Cheese.
Oh, well, I don't want either one
like
of them.
She doesn't like cheese.
Slices on a toasted cheese sandwich.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Name one of the top 13 most followed Instagram accounts.
Kevin James.
Most, what is, can I have the question one more time?
No.
Yep. Billy Bob Joe Job.
No.
Billy Bob Joe Job.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Just because the clip ran out there, just to anybody curious, that was incorrect. Just in case they wanted to know. Yeah, well. I mean, we got to pass along the answers.
I don't do that many incorrect ones,
no,
though.
I know. That's why I wanted to make sure I, you know, prove that you're a human being.
My nose
sometimes
just grew.
You're actually wrong. Yeah. Guys, we got to do it here. It's final thoughts time.
Uh-oh. Final thoughts.
Warren, you want to kick it off?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got?
I do. Oh, is it now?
Today?
Oh,
yeah.
That would be now.
You want to wait till next week?
Lori and I are going to go for a bike ride this weekend on our electric bikes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We haven't ridden them in a long time because it's been too hot.
Okay.
And so
it should be great for that,
Lori
actually.
Is excited. She loves riding those things.
Like, what kind of things do you go on? Do you go on trails?
Well,
you go on more
just
pavement?
The dirt roads out our way, but they're, I mean, geez, I'll probably lose 5 pounds from my house to the highway.
Oh, wow, okay.
The roads are so rough.
I don't know really anything about those. They're pedal assist?
Yeah, yeah. Or throttle.
Oh, they could just be
I'll
throttle.
I'll bring them. Food Drive's coming up soon, right?
Food Drive is October 7th.
Want me to bring it in so you can take it for here.
Well, I mean, I would feel bad because you got to haul stuff in.
Oh, it's easy. It's okay. A little.
Well, yeah. I mean, like a bicycle.
Dude. Sure. Well, I know, but.
Yeah, I'll bring it in.
Wow, that's very generous.
And there is one thing I wanted to say.
Bring it in your little Ranger pickup.
Okay, that's mean.
Maybe
that's
mean.
Warren got in a wreck today because he hit a deer on the way here.
Did I ever. Blew the airbags.
Yeah, man.
I'm afraid she's a dunner. Goner.
No, that's, either way.
Yeah, either way. You know, if at first you don't succeed, skydiving isn't for you.
That's a good point.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, remember that, Steve.
Yeah, noted.
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts are over to you, Bruce.
Oh, okay. So you've heard the story of Warren this morning hitting the deer.
Yes, yes.
So he calls me about, and I'm halfway to town. And I'm like, oh boy, turn up the tunes.
This will be
it's
interesting.
It'll be nice and quiet. Right.
Oh my God, that was.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely priceless, Bruce.
That is so mean.
But I missed
that
our chat.
So priceless.
I can do whatever I want now.
I don't have to worry about picking his boat.
And then listen to Warren on the way in. That is hilarious. What a good friend you have over there.
He's wonderful.
He's a guy, huh?
Final
oh, man, Bruce. Jeez Louise. Steve. No, Steve goes after you.
Oh, he's.
It's not in order. Monty, what do you got?
Not in order?
No. Well, it's in order. You three first on the show.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin here?
It was hard to know. Uh-oh. That's the thing. When he's working at home, we can't see him, so we don't know if he's there or not.
Okay, well, I was going to say his mom, Karen, has now had influence on my family.
Oh, no.
Because my wife just texted me and goes, what do you think about Dollywood?
Oh, I know. My wife did the same thing. She's
did
like,
she?
Yeah, because she was like, you know, we talk about a family vacation where the kids want to go. No one's ever said Dollywood. But I mean, like, as long as there's like amusement park rides for, you know, the younger ones, I feel like they might be in.
Well, and it sounds wholesome. And Karen's review was spectacular.
Well, yeah, boy, I'll say it was.
Sure was.
It was great.
Sure.
Oh, there you are, Kevin. I heard Kevin's voice in there. Hi, Kevin. Did I?
Final thoughts.
Or he's just ignoring you.
Yeah.
It's possible. Yeah. It's possible. Jay, do you have his pot down? Or?
No. He's it's available. Steve?
Oh, boy. Well, I gotta wish a happy early birthday to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Not to
that.
You. No.
Oh,
well, I mean, I can if you want me to.
It's really early. Mine's in July.
Okay, well, then I'm not doing it.
Give it a try.
King Peter.
Oh, King Peter's at this weekend?
Oh, Dad.
No way.
Yeah, on Sunday.
Wow. Yeah.
You think he's listening?
Today? Maybe.
I've made it back. I don't know if I missed anything, but...
Nah, you're fine.
Well, quite a bit, but never mind.
But did I hear King Peter's birthday?
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Whoa, how many will he be?
What?
Huh? How many will he be?
How many will he be?
How many?
Yeah. What are you trying to know?
Why are you trying to know?
Yeah.
Can I say it? I don't know.
Of course you can.
He's proud of it because he looks super young.
Right, he does look young.
He's going to be 72.
Oh, gosh, he doesn't look that old. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, you can imagine what that must look like, huh, Bruce?
Maybe.
That's great. What are they going to do for his birthday? Anything in particular or no?
Well, we had I sent him a gift between my brother and I.
You don't want to say what it is?
I mean, he knows what it is. But,
it's a golf cart.
Yeah. They usually go out to dinner.
Okay. Well, that's
so
good.
That.
Have fun. Yeah. All right. Well, tell him we said happy birthday.
Yeah.
First. And if he wants me to sing to him, I mean, just give him my number.
That could be done, too.
All right. I will.
Yeah. That's okay.
Final thoughts.
What about summer nights? Can you sing that?
I could sing summer nights to him. That would be great. All right,
weird.
Kevin, what do you have for us?
Toodaloo to this week. That's all I have to say to it.
Yeah.
I hope I never see another week like you.
Right.
Toodaloo.
Yeah. Toodaloo.
You know what you should do, Kev? I was thinking.
What's that? Yes. Tylenol?
Take some Tylenol.
Yeah. It's on sale.
My granddaughter seems to be walking around doing that thing where, you know how kids are. They're just like, last night she was out. She was down and out.
Yeah.
And but this morning, she's walking around like she feels better.
Bounce back. Yeah, they bounce back, like, a little quicker than you. I don't know if you
noticed. I'm like, well, I've thought that like 3 or 4 times, too, and then I get another rude awakening.
Yeah.
So hopefully it doesn't last long. Maybe we can get it out of this house over the weekend, and maybe I'll come back to work one day.
Yeah, that'd be great. Warren, did you have words today?
Well, I did, but Kevin didn't answer me.
Oh, did you send him to Kevin?
Well,
and
I did.
He didn't.
I'm a little put out.
I'm not sure where my phone is.
Oh my gosh!
Here, I'll read them for you.
I don't know. I don't need it. I'm at home.
Warren, read your own words.
Really?
Yeah, in your own words.
Oh, is this the first time?
Warren's words.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Warren's words in his own words.
With Warren.
I'll do it in order.
Oh, wow. I can't wait.
Sick. iPad. 9 a.m. CMA. Karen. Breath. Party. Rachel. Rakad, I think was the name.
Okay.
I don't know if I spent it right.
Denny. Yeah,
Arg. Spam. Pincher. Spicy. Tasty. Spicy. Oh, I did it twice. 3. NFL. Patrick. Animated. Deer. Caitlin. Kathy. Bates. Sean. Toby. Game. Impressive.
Yeah, that was.
That was.
Oh, was that it?
Kathy Bates.
That was really something. I like how you divided Kathy Bates' name into 2.
Yeah. Kathy Bates.
Yeah. It's like it was 2 thoughts. Kathy and Bates.
Yeah.
Kevin, when you talk to your mom and Bambi, tell them thanks. I would love to talk to them again next week.
Oh.
They're a riot.
Yes, they're fun.
It makes my day that they have. Well, first of all, to find each other, you know, so they have like travel partners and stuff. That is
it really has worked out. Great.
That's so great.
100%
for both of them. That is awesome. That kind of thing warms my heart. And then they're together. Holy smokes!
Oh man,
a hoot.
It's like teenagers.
Oh, it's so fun.
I mean, you never know what's going to happen.
The police were involved.
I mean,
there's that.
The policeman told Karen to get off the pumpkins because she was climbing on the pumpkins, and your mom. just immediately dismisses it. Well, don't need to talk about that.
Yeah. Anyway.
I wasn't.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Everything she says is actually what
Bambi
does, not what
she
did.
That's not me. So, yeah, don't worry about it. Can you imagine the police coming up to those two and say, hey, ladies, could you not climb on the pumpkins? I told her, but she didn't listen. No, she started it.
Oh, I love it.
Traveling comedy show over there.
Just follow them around with a video camera and you have gold.
I seriously would just love to be like, you know, a fly on the wall and just to walk around with it. Or even better, the fact that they rented scooters.
Come on.
And zipping around Dollywood.
Put a little camera on one of those scooters.
GoPro on that thing.
Do we have time for you to do a quick impersonation of
a Bambi?
Bambi or or just older people riding scooters around.
Oh, my God.
Where there's a whole bunch of people.
Warren, look out. Oh, wow. This thing goes way too fast. I feel like I'm going 4 miles an hour. How do you turn? Where's the backup on this thing? Look at that idiot in the way. Oh, my gosh. Here, hold my purse. Or glasses fell off my head. You know? Can't figure out where to put this drink. The whole thing is just dumb.
I love it.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Now that's a show. It's time to go. Kevin, you know how you know it's time to go?
How's that?
When you say it's time to go.
When the guys start talking about wills.
Ooh. He's a good kid.
Oh, like their actual wills?
Yeah. Their last will and testament.
Jay, I think you started that conversation.
I did. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
And everybody joined in, and I was like, yep, that's how we know it's time to go.
Yeah.
We're dying to get out of here.
Work humor.
Work humor.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey,
Kevin,
yeah?
Talk to you next week. Maybe sooner.
Okay, sounds great, Warren. I hope to.
Hey, Steve.
I don't know what we're doing.
Good to see you. See you next week.
All right. Boy.
And you guys, too.
Yeah, thanks, Warren. Yeah, thanks for coming in.
I mean,
oh, wow, I'm Jay.
I know you are. I pointed at Jay and said, Kevin, I know better. You know I do. Maybe, you know, speaking of the will.
Maybe closer than you think.
Yeah, maybe that's what we're thinking.
Yeah, he's a good kid. Will, he's a great kid.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend. Kev, I hope you feel better, man. Take some Tylenol.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, see you, buddy.
Take it for 2 weeks. You'll be fine.
We are so glad you
Thanks for having us, Jay.
Yeah, you're welcome. Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye.